Happy Saturday. Welcome to another edition of the Home Improvement Show. Your chance to ask Walter Assi, the president, el presidente of Renovco, all of your questions, comments, concerns when it comes to your home improvement projects. Maybe you started something, don't know how to finish it. Maybe you don't even know where to start. We're taking calls, 514-790-0800. Always best to call us. If you're feeling a little shy, though, you can text us. But again, if you're going to text us a 17 million page problem, probably best to just jump on the phone with Walter. Walter, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, you have a very good way of making people feel comfortable. So people, when they call in,
You're so sweet.
You have the tendency to make them look like stars.
And I don't even pay you.
I mean,
to say
I'm
this.
Usually a very shy person.
No, actually, you know what? No, that's not true. Walter is popular everywhere he goes, and I have to say, we're not starting the show without me commenting on that blazer that you were wearing. I love it. I love a good professor blazer. And you're teaching us today. We're talking about the home improvement. Again, 514-790-0800. The calls are starting to come in. And our first caller's name is also Joanne. Joanne, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Oh, Joanne, can you hear us? The sound is going. Okay.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay. Walter, we have a Gen Air humidifier on our furnace. Mm-hmm. And we have the water draining into a drain in the basement, and we had our furnace serviced, and the gentleman that came suggested that we put the hose into I don't know how to explain this. We have for our AC, we have a pump that pumps the water outside. Mm-hmm. So he suggested that we put the hose into this pump, so it pumps outside. But then I'm thinking in the winter, it's going to freeze.
Why doesn't he want you to drain it into the drain?
Well, it's just because it doesn't look nice. The hose doesn't look nice downstairs.
So, I mean, the pumping is not going to freeze if it's well sloped. But that we don't know, right?
Okay.
So anytime you're pumping out water, it's like in a sump pump, right? So a sump pump pumps water out even in the winter, sometimes on the mild days.
Okay.
Where you get in trouble is if you have a counter slope in your drain and then water accumulates there and then it freezes and it blocks the pipe.
Right, yeah.
So that we don't, unfortunately, we can't know that unless we have it inspected. I don't see, it's not like you're inviting guests to entertain there, are you?
No.
So, you know, it doesn't look good, but play it safe. I would not necessarily take a chance.
Okay. And also for the humidifier that we have on the furnace, we live in a cottage, and we find that it's not furnishing enough humidity. We always have to put a portable humidifier on the second floor. Are there any that like are more potent that
which one do you have? Like, you have the one that is like a squarish box or rectangular box, it's gray in color, right?
Yes, and the water squirts onto the filter.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this is probably the most standard, I would say the cheapest model you can buy. Right? What you want, for many other reasons as well, you want the vapor humidifier. So it's a humidifier that shoots out vapor. And what I like about these, number one, the output is bigger. And number two, they don't have filters.
They don't have what? Oh, they don't have filters.
Correct.
Okay.
The issue with these humidifiers is that more often than not, filters are forgotten. So people don't change the filters, they don't replace it. And, you know, if you live in an area where you have a lot of calcaire, then it will block the filter. And if the filter blocks, you could potentially have water dripping. But not only that, it's just it doesn't make for very clean output as well. So what you want is you speak to your technician, the people that initially installed it. And, you know, more often than not, it's not being offered, and I don't understand. I mean, I understand a lot of CVAC technicians want to be competitive when they make a bid. So they kind of give the standard of everything, right? Because most people say, it's a humidifier. I don't want to, you know, buy the more expensive one. Right. But you'd be shocked how much a humidifier does for you. Number one, your ambient air is a lot better, mm-hmm. right? And that's the whole idea. It's for your own breathing, for your own comfort.
Right, right.
But importantly, for the home itself, right? We don't want a very dry home in the winter, because if you have hardwood floor, it's going to start shrinking. You're going to have, you know, openings. You're going to have openings on doors, on trims, on crown moldings.
Right.
So it also wreaks havoc on the home as well.
Now, so you're saying the people that service our furnace would be able to install?
Correct.
Okay, correct. Is there a specific make for these?
You know, I'm not going to, like, endorse a specific make. The technology is very similar, and I'm going to go a bit further, believe it or not. A lot of these are being manufactured in the same factory out of China, and they just change the brand.
Oh,
so all these a lot of the big name brand, you know, are using the same source, and they just slap their, you know, their trademark on the humidifier. So the technology is very similar. There's not one that works better than the other necessarily. It's just, you know, the regular standard one that you have. Unfortunately, if you have a bigger home, they mm-hmm. don't do well, especially if it's two floors. They usually would do not bad on the first floor, but the second floor, they suck.
Actually, we have three floors, so that's why
even
we
worse.
Have to put this portable one.
Yeah, that's definitely even worse. That's okay. Not going to be enough at all.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help, Walter. Have a nice day, guys.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Joanne. Thank you so much. 514-790-0800. Getting some text messages coming in. You can always call. That's the best way to get in touch with Walter. Quick question here on the text line about tiles in the bathroom. The tiles in the bathroom were installed a long time ago. They came with the house. They're quite slippery. I don't know exactly what they're made of. Besides changing and replacing the tiles, can we coat them with something to make them less slippery?
I mean, you can technically paint tiles, and you can have a more, if you want, textured paint, but it won't look nice. I mean, honestly, the best way really is, if you know, the best way is to put
new tiles,
carpets,
or carpet.
If you don't, can't afford new tiles, I mean, just, you know, removable carpets that you put in bathrooms and stuff. Because, you know, when you're gonna do the textured look, it's just not gonna look as good. It's gonna give you a bit more granulation when you walk, so it will help not being as much slippery, if you wish.
But weren't, like, was it a different time then? Were they putting down tiles that weren't? In my mind's eye, don't you always put them down when they're, like, they have a grip? Or was
no.
there a different style?
There's not a question different style. Any time we have a flat surface, and it's, even today, it's even, believe it or not, it's even more in style with the big tiles and the marble look. It's very flat. There's no...
slippery. There's no resistance.
Yeah, there's no resistance, especially the shiny ones, the polished ones. It's usually more slippery.
They look pretty, but you can snap your ankles is what you're saying.
You could, potentially, yeah. So either you put, you know, some carpets or anything like that. If you're a fashion victim and you want the look more than anything else.
Listen, 514-790-0800. There's calls coming in. We'll get to them in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Home Improvement Show. Oh, we do have a good time here on the Home Improvement Show. 514-790-0800. There's text messages coming in. There's phone calls coming in. The best way to reach Walter, of course, is over the phone. Walter is, of course, the president of Renovco, and he's here to answer your questions. John has been waiting patiently on the line, and John has a question about his outdoor spigot. I hope I'm saying that right. John, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Kalimera.
Kalimera.
Joanna. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
Shout out to all the homeowners. Winter's coming. Close your outdoor spigots so they don't freeze and burst the pipe. So that's the purpose why I'm calling. My outdoor spigot works fine, but I have a valve just about 2 or 3 feet inside the house in my basement. Mm-hmm. It's a half inch made by BK. Basically, on the inside, the valve is a wedge. Mm-hmm. Over the summer, my valve just shut on its own. And when I took it apart, the shaft that puts the wedge between the two pipe ends sheared off. My question is, where can I go to buy a replacement cartridge? Because I looked on BK's website. It's a mess. or do I have to replace the whole valve assembly?
Have you tried Nelco?
Where's Nelco?
Nelco is on Saint-Jacques.
Okay.
The other place you could try would be Duchesne. So either Where Duchesne. Are they? Duchesne is in the East End. They are in the Saint-Leonard area.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Wolseley. Them, I don't know where they are exactly, but these are plumbing store suppliers. So that's where plumbers would go to buy their stuff.
Would I be allowed to go there? Because I know some of these places, they'll say, do you have an RBQ number? And they just won't serve you.
I believe Nelco would. They would just not give you the special rates of a plumber.
Oh, that's fine.
So you won't get a discount. But I mean, it's not expensive to buy anyway, so...
So I would be able to find the cartridge? Because the other thing is, I don't want, in order to take out the cartridge and like bring it to show them, I would have to shut the water off to the house. And I don't want to leave the water shut off to the house. I have two young kids and they won't be able to use the bathroom.
No. So, not a good idea.
No, that's fine. I mean, look, if they don't have those cartridges, honestly, nobody will. You will not find it, at least not in the stores. Like, these are really the places where we go and buy cartridges. That's pretty much where we go.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, John.
Thank you, John. Have a great one. 514-790-0800. We just lost the call. Whoever that was, call back. We'll answer right now. We got some questions coming in on the text line for you. Here it says, good morning, Walter. Good morning, Joanne. Good morning to you. I'm calling because I would like some information about our hallway. It is a granite tile hall, and it needs cleaning and reparations and polishing. Do you think that this is something I can do on my own by renting the machine
Absolutely
in different
not.
Buffers, or I hire a professional?
If he's doing a diamond polish, the answer is absolutely not.
Oh, not?
Not.
Okay, why?
If he's doing a diamond polish. It's very specialized and it's not easy. Even the specialized teams that have worked and some of them screwed up the job. Because what it is, in essence... If it's a diamond polish, if it's just a regular polish, not a problem, because the grid is not as abrasive. What a diamond polish does is it essentially sands off part of the tile. So it's like floor sanding for wood, but made for granite or marble. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not using the right size grid, if you spend a bit too much time at a tile, it's like floor sanding. You might eat off a lot of the tile and, you know, you're going to end up having a big mess on your hand. If it's just a polish and a buff, there's not an issue there whatsoever. So just, you know, be mindful. There's not a lot of companies that does diamond polish, by the way, in Montreal. So there's only a couple that I know of. It's not a cheap...
How much? A ballpark?
Well, the last time I've hired someone to do this, I think the range was, depending on the job, was anywhere between $5 to $10 a square foot.
$5 to $10 a square foot.
Yeah,
okay.
And then there's minimum charges and no. But it's not a cheap undertaking either.
Okay, and don't do it by yourself. If you can avoid.
If it's a diamond polish, I would not.
Touch
I
it.
Would not touch it.
514-790-0800, where we are taking your calls this morning. Your opportunity to ask Walter Assey your home improvement questions. Lots of you on the text line. Again, call us. Always better. Question here about an air purifier. Is it worth getting one? Where should we install it? And how much should I be looking to pay for?
So the idea with air purifiers is it's how much it can purify. So a lot of the portable ones are not big enough or strong enough for the areas they're purifying. I mean, unless you're literally like stuck to them. So to answer that question adequately, it's really how much of the air it's purifying. So I'll give you an example. In cases where we are dealing with a mold situation or asbestos abatement, Or even in a case of a fire, we purify the air. But if you look at the size of our machines, It's impressive.
Really?
Okay, you have 2,000 CFM, 3,000 CFM.
So are those commercially available or they're just
They're commercially available. I mean, you don't want to install these in your home because,
no.
number one, they're extremely loud.
Ah.
I mean, on a job site, it's fine. But they're really made to kind of filter the room air more than like 5 to 6 times per a certain time, and there's a calculation that goes with it. So it doesn't help. Just don't think it's as effective. If you're putting it in a living room, you know, typically they're good for a bathroom size, the ones that, again, the portable ones.
Mm.
So you might need, if you really need it because you have, you know, hypersensitivities or issues like that, you might need more than one.
So more than one. Okay, somebody's writing in now about the tiles, the slippery tiles. A lot of people writing in about slippery tiles. Is it okay to put rubber tiles over the old ones?
Yes. So rubber tiles work. Vinyl as well. You could do vinyl lats right on top. That will work fine and they're less slippery. But that
you
makes
stick
it...
them on or is it the same process?
No, the lats are floating. So you just, it's a click. The only issue is that now you're changing the look of your bathroom, right?
Mm.
So if you kind of have the same tiles on the wall, you're going to have a bit of a mishmash. So in this case, I would definitely recommend that you do that you actually either put mats or, you know, if you want something more permanent, that's another story. That's a good way of doing it.
The only thing
I would caution with is you cannot buy those flexible thin ones because if you have a lot of grout in the ceramic, then you might start seeing the lines. So you have to buy the thicker ones.
The thicker ones. Again, it's another question here about slippery tiles. We're stuck with slippery tiles in this house. I'm worried I'm going to break my leg. How much, again, ballpark, we say, to retile a bathroom floor? Again, depends on the size.
It depends on the size of the bathroom. It depends on the type of tile. But, I mean, it's not as expensive. The domino effect is going to be you're taking out the vanity, taking out the toilet, putting it back.
Right.
So that's pretty much where, you know, you run into, like, you know...
Costs,
additional costs. You need a plumber for this, you need that, and the other thing. And, you know, in most cases, you would need to paint the bathroom because...
You've ripped stuff out of the walls.
You're ripping stuff out. If the tiles are also around the walls, you need to take out the baseboards, which are in tiles sometimes. You're talking, I mean, again, if you want me to give you a range, anywhere between 2,000 to 5,000.
Okay.
Depending on the size, the type of tile and everything.
But you always say bathrooms and kitchens for the value of the house.
Yes. But I mean, again, that's where I would say the issue becomes about doing a global plan. Like a lot of times we see where people go in and they do like a targeted reno. But it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
So, for example, I visited a home that they wanted new tiles, a new cabinet, but to save money, they decided to keep the old tiles on the floor.
Huh.
Now, when the cabinets were old, it was not a big issue. But once you put in the new kitchen, they looked horrible.
A clash.
You know, imagine those 12 by 12 tiles with a big grout. Which looks 1980s and 90s.
I'm gonna make the most girly analogy I can. It's like buying a great dress, but you have terrible shoes. 514-790-0800. We're taking your calls. Your chance to ask Walter Assi all of your home improvement questions and concerns. We're taking your calls, and we are reading your text messages. This is the Home Improvement Show. Give us a call, why don't you? It's the weekend. Maybe you're thinking about starting a renovation project. Maybe you're finishing one. Maybe you messed it up. It's okay. Walter is here. Walter's putting on his headset, fixing his hair. You look fine. You look great.
I do.
You look great.
We have cameras now.
We do. We have not yet activated them, but it's coming.
Thank God, because we're not allowed to wear our pajamas anymore.
Not just yet. Okay, we've got lots of text messages coming in this morning. An interesting one here says, can Walter offer his opinion about using the Quebec Renault Climat program and something called a blower test? I know my home has issues with insulation and inadequate windows. It's stressful for me to think about the cost to make all of these improvements, and any advice would be appreciated. So before we answer this, I don't have a name. I think I want to tell us about what the program is and what is a blower test.
So, I mean, Renault Climat is a government program that offers subsidies on improvement to anything in your home that have to do with energy. So what you do is you open up a file. They assign for you an inspector. The inspector does an audit on your home to detect any leaks, typically from lack of insulation, caulking issues, windows, and so on and so forth. And then they provide you with an audit report, which is great because a lot of times, you know, we don't know what's wrong with our home or if there's anything to do as far as energy is concerned. That whole report, I find like for money, well, it's well spent, about $300 you pay. And then whatever you start doing on the report, and what's important to mention is that you're not obliged to do everything in the report at once.
Meaning, okay, because does the insurance have access to that? Oh, no, but this is not an insurance issue anyway. No. It's just energy.
No, this is way is out of pocket stuff. So let's say, for example, you decide in all of the lists that was given to you that you can only afford one item, then that's what you would go with. You can prioritize depending on how bad the situation is. So insulation in the attic, insulation exterior walls, windows, doors, because sometimes it, in an older home, there could be a lot and, you know, you can't do it all at once. And then the government, once you do it and you give a proof of that it's done, they might come back and do another inspection. And then they will give you the subvention that is attached to it.
So it could be something significant, especially if we're talking about windows, because windows are pricey.
Yeah, it could be so significant as far as subvention is concerned.
Okay, so you got to get that part done first. Then you can ask them and see if you qualify. It's not automatic.
No.
Okay. No. But great to know. Again, the program is called Renault Climat, 514-790-0800. Lots of text messages, but the calls are coming in. Diane is on the phone. Diane, I think we just answered your question. Did we answer the question? Was that the Renault Climat? Diane, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I have one other...
Keep going.
My real concern is I understand the program. I've read it in detail, and they're coming on Monday. Mm-hmm. My concern is I know I need insulation in my attic because someone who put a ceiling fan in, a vent fan in my bathroom said I need insulation. But I don't understand how they could literally get in there. And I'm supposed to have access to the attic. So all I know is I have a big pantry where there's a small square that you could probably peep your head into. And in my own bedroom, I have another small square that maybe your head could fit in. But I don't know how you get in my attic. There's not much room between the roof and the ceiling. I don't understand what they could do unless they blow something in.
No, there's no blowing. To evaluate insulation in an attic, you just need to poke your head through and measure whatever is there, right? So they don't need to walk in the attic.
Okay, how would they put more?
You mean if there's no space to put more? Is that what you're saying?
There may be space, but I don't know how they could get in there.
Oh, because they blow it, right? So it's the insulation is blown in. It's like a hose that was high pressure, so the guy literally can just stick his head with the hose and just go around. Where you're going to run in trouble is if you have a blocked soffit and they need to install steer vents. That's another story for another day with another complication. But as far as adding, it's easy.
Okay.
It's really where you run into trouble is in steer vents. If you need to fix your baffles at the perimeter, that becomes a lot more complicated. What they also do is they will do thermal imaging, because I mean that's the attic, but then they also wanna test your exterior walls.
Right.
So they have those instruments that can detect exterior wall temperature.
Okay.
They come with thermal imaging cameras. What they're looking for, in essence, is if you have thermal pockets, if you have inconsistency in the temperature readings. So, you know, if you have 18 degrees in one and you have 12 in the other and 10, that means your insulation have moved or there's a gap in between the baths. And that's what they will look for and give you like a general report on.
It sounds overwhelming.
Well, you know, the thing is, you're right, but it's also a good practice for many, many, many reasons, Diane. And believe me, you know, sticking your head in the sand is not usually, when you're a homeowner, is not usually the best approach. When let's say you are missing insulation in your attic. Mm-hmm. For us, we could look as might be not a necessary expense. But if you see what can come out of it, if you don't correct that, then you'll realize it's probably one of the best expenses you can invest in. You could have mold in your attic because of condensation.
Well, I already have. I'm pretty sure I probably already do, to be honest. The house is, you know, I haven't done much upkeep, and it's getting old, and I'm getting old.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's one of, at least know what your house's problems are.
I need to take a step. So this is my first step, at least understanding what my issues are.
That's exactly it. I mean, sometimes you can't maybe necessarily conquer all your issues at the same time, but what you could do is prioritize. So you could say, for example, look, the attic is causing me, you know, it's going to affect my roof, it's going to affect, it's going to create mold, I'm losing a whole ton of energy and paying money out of, so you might prioritize that. Or, you know, your windows are falling apart and then water is coming in and creating structural damage to your exterior framing. Mm-hmm. Then that might become a more important issue.
For sure. Okay.
So, you know, the knowing is better than the not knowing.
Okay. Diane, did you ever watch G.I. Joe when you were a kid? At the end, there would be like, and knowing is half the battle. That's what you just did.
I've never watched G.I. Joe, but I believe the expression is...
Yes, listen. And it's a good first step that you made and giving us a call. So hopefully that helps you out, okay?
Good. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you. 514-790-0800. We've got some calls coming in. We'll get to them in just a bit. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, 514-790-0800. Your chance to get Walter on the line and ask him all of your questions. President, of course, of Renovco. Michael has been waiting patiently on the line. Michael, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Take it away.
Yes. Hi, Walter. My question is, I'm replacing the two hot water heaters I've got in my house. I have a duplex, one for the first floor, one for the second floor. And my old units, which were installed, I believe, in 1986, will be replaced with brand new Thermolec units, two of them. Each unit, I've been told, is 18 kilowatts, 75 amps, and 61,416 BTUs per hour. The best price I've been quoted for this is $14,000. Which includes the installation, electrical, all new plumbing structures around the units, all new any pumps that has to be, will be new pumps, I believe this is about it. You only need about, I guess, 10 to 15 feet of new electrical wiring for these units. And my question is $14,000, $7,000 per unit, let's say, is that reasonable?
I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. You have the hot water system? Okay. And you said it's a duplex?
Yes.
Okay. Typically, the price, I can give you what the price ranges are. Did you look onto the subventions as well, what you can get back from the government, or they haven't done that calculation yet?
No, they haven't done that yet.
Okay. So it is $7,000 less the government subvention, by the way.
Yes.
And that could be interesting depending on the unit you buy. So that's for you and everybody that is listening. Sometimes the more expensive units, some of the units you have even more money back from the government with the program. So you need to have, make sure that the technician you're dealing with, the company you're dealing with, does that calculation for you.
Okay.
You know, so you might get a better machine at a lower price. 5,000 to 7,000 is usually where the ranges are. So you're well within that range. My only thing is that, you know, let them do the comparison between, you know, the different brands to see which one gives you the biggest money back.
All right. I mean, I've never heard of Thermolec. This is a reasonably a good brand.
It is a good brand. It is a good brand. And, you know, the more I'm doing research now, like I said at the beginning of the show, a lot of these units are being manufactured in the same place.
Okay.
Michael, thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have time for one last call before we wrap things up. I think it's Joan. Joan's on the line. Can you hear us? Joan? Hello? Jim, do we have her? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Joan. Is that, am I getting that right, Joan? Hi.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, take it away, Joan.
I just want a little bit of advice. My son is looking at buying a home in Montreal. Mm-hmm. The house has one of the sloped driveways. So I'm just really concerned about with all the flooding that's been going on. What questions should he be asking and what should he be looking for, you know, that his basement's not going to get flooded?
So number one is you ask if they got flooded before, because that will tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
Specifically August 9th of last year, was it? Yeah, last year.
Yes, it was.
So if the answer is yes, now you look into what has been done since. So when I see a sloped driveway, and that again goes to everyone out there, and I don't see a linear drain in front of the garage doors, I worry.
If you don't see a linear drain?
Correct. So it's a drain that will cover the whole area of the garage. That's
okay.
Really the weak spot, the weakest spot if you have water coming, overland water. You know, that puny little drain in front of your garage is not gonna be what saves you. So what the linear drain does is it gives a bigger capacity for water. And what you want to also look at is the size of the pipe that's going to your garage pit. So if it's less than 4 inches, it's a no-go. You want to go with at least 4 inches drain coming from that linear drain to the pit.
Okay.
In a perfect world, what you also want to see is a secondary outlet to pump the water out in case the streets, the sewers back up.
What sort of pump?
What you want to, if you want to do the whole system, the smart way to do it,
yeah,
is you have a sump pump in the garage, a sump pump pit. And that's a secondary outlet. So once you're, let's say the sewers of the street back up, now your pit cannot obviously discharge the water in the sewers. So that automatically goes to the sump pump pit. The sump pump pit gets pumped out in a dry pit in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that way what you're doing is water management. You're not necessarily able to stop the water from coming down, right? And if that becomes a chronic problem, there are other things. There are, like, sometimes what we do is we install speed bumps in front of the garage at a higher level to kind of recanalize the water away from the home. That's another way. But if you do this, I would say in 90% of the homes, that's sufficient to kind of, take the water out from a sloped driveway.
You're talking the sump pump would be sufficient?
Well, the sump pump, the linear drain. The sump pump alone is not going to be good. You need the linear drain and
linear
the sump
drain.
Pump. Yeah.
And the sump pump, okay.
Correct.
And I believe you, I think if I'm hearing you, you would come and do an inspection on this sort of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're very busy with right now is water management. So, being proactive, not waiting for the flood to happen. A lot of the people I'm unfortunately working with have been flooded.
Yeah.
I would say maybe 5% of the homeowners are doing it preemptively, and these are the smart ones.
Okay. Yes, okay. And would he have you come in, obviously before purchasing the home, but then I'm thinking obviously after giving an offer and being accepted on the home?
Absolutely, yeah.
Beforehand, Joan, before. Joan, thank you so much for your call. And thank you to each and every one of you who called in. That does it for this edition of the Home Improvement Show. Thank you to Walter.
Thank you for coming.
You know, I do learn because, you know, I before I started the show with you, I had no idea what you were talking about. I learn something new every day and I love it.
I know. I feel it.
All right. We will chat again next Saturday. If you missed your chance to speak to Walter, head on over to the Renovco website and click on the Ask Walter button. He checks that quite often. Have a fantastic day.